Martha, Martha, you worry about so many things, but only one thing is important. Mary has chosen that. Yes, I know, Lord, but the dishes still have to be done. We know that. Oftentimes, the mistake in terms of this passage is to choose action and contemplation and put them at odds with one another. It's not a matter that one is to be seen as better than the other, or one challenges the other in the sense of this is what the gospel demands, this is what the gospel wants. What really is, it's really a sense of focus. Having spent a number of years in the military, I can tell you that I have met no greater group that evaluates performance and places performance on a level or standard than basically the military. Everything depends upon the fulfillment of a mission, the performance that is being done and completed by the individual who's being tasked to do that. And of course, periodically they're evaluated for this, and the evaluation then is taken and compared to see if one is exceeding what the standards that they had before. So it's a real intense aspect and a real focus on performance. The commander came to me as a chaplain about one of the leading members of the unit. In fact, what they refer to as XO, which would be like the second in command. And he said, what I'm seeing, this guy's performance has just gone straight down. And yet we're looking around to seeing what he's done, but we can't put our finger on anything. He seems to be here, in fact, earlier than he should be. And he seems to be relating to troops. He said, "Chaplain, could you help us out? Could you basically talk to him?" I said, "Sure." And I had a good relationship with the XO, so I had the XO come to basically my office, and I sat down with him, and I said, "Tell me, what's your schedule? What are you doing?" He says, "Chaplain, I come in an hour before anybody else, and I'm here an hour after everybody else." He said, "And I really try to get involved with everything that everybody is doing to make sure that they're doing it well and so that there's unit cohesion." I said, "Fine." I said, what about home life? Talking to your wife? Well, I don't really get a chance to do that too much. How about the children? Have you gone off? Have you gone into their games or, the basketball games? No, he said, "Chaplain, I don't have time because I'm preparing for the next day for the unit performance." And I shook my head and I said, and I knew he was a man of faith. I said, "Do you pray?" "I'm too tired, Chaplain. I'm really just too tired." I said, "Okay, I'm gonna put out a course for you. I'm going to put out basically a blueprint that I want you to follow. And since the commander has given me, charge, I'm ordering you to do this." I said, "First of all," I said, "you won't come in early. You'll come in at the normal time." I said, "In fact, you're going to be an example, everybody. When it comes time for the unit to leave, you're going to leave along with them to demonstrate that basically the day's over and we want and encourage you to go back to your families. Then I want you to take your wife out on a date. I want you to take her out to dinner, spend some time, talk to her, go to the kids' basketball games." I said, lastly, but most importantly, I said, "Take 5 minutes at the beginning of the day," and this you have to do, 5 minutes at the beginning of the day, and to see God's presence in the people that you're going to work with and serve. And at the end of the day, you take 5 minutes and you thank God for the blessings that you've encountered, and also asking forgiveness for the times when you didn't really carry out what you should be doing." I have to admit, he followed it. He followed it to the letter. And in 1 month, there was a complete turnaround not only in the performance, his performance, but the performance in relationship to the unit, a happier, more satisfied individual. It became very obvious to me what he had lost was he lost focus of why he was doing what he was doing. He lost focus. He saw in performance, in either him being present or him being involved, his presence being there, that was the most important aspect. Actually, what's the most important aspect is understanding why he was doing what he was doing. That gave him the motivation and the sense of accomplishing the tasks. And what does it stem from? It stems from our relationship with God. So if we're not praying and we don't have that discipline in prayer in our own lives, it's no surprise that suddenly even the most serious and the most intense relationships start to break apart. When we do our work, we know the purposefulness of our lives. And maybe that's part of the problem that we're experiencing as a society today. We've lost the purposefulness of our lives. We ourselves as a society become so involved in either doing, fighting, arguing, that we do little to contemplate what is the purpose and the meaning of our lives. And I believe if we did that, we'd find ourselves much more quickly on our knees or in contemplation or in prayer. With the rise of violence throughout the world, we're seeing an uptick in what? Relationship with God. I put a smile on my face on that and said, wait a minute. There were all sorts of problems before the violence occurred. And having that sense of God's presence in our lives, understanding the peace that comes from knowing that we're instruments of God in this world, changes our whole relation attitude to everything that surrounds us. We can't wait till a crisis pulls us into God, although they certainly do. We have to understand that we are called to be that instrument. When we take a look at the readings today, we see immediately they're involved a lot with hospitality. I mean, obviously, Abraham is involved with hospitality of the three visitors. And, of course, we know that they're sacred visitors because they promise him what? They promise him a child. So for Abraham and Sarah, who are barren, the whole sense of carrying on their family, the tradition, the sense of having a child means that they're going to be extended, that God has blessed them in a special way. But there's got to be a trust because Sarah is 90, Abraham's 110, so that's not exactly when you want to start a family, I think. So, but there's a trust in God's plan, and there's an openness immediately to being an instrument of that plan. Abraham was promised to be the father of a great nation, and his descendants would be as numerous as the stars of the sky, the grains of sand in the desert. How can that happen when you're just having one son? And yet everyone here in this church are children of Abraham and Sarah. When we take a look at St. Paul talking about us assuming our responsibility as the body of Christ and make up what's lacking in the afflictions of Christ, it's the affliction of we, the body of Christ, with Christ at his head. So we assume our roles, not telling God what we want from this life, but opening ourselves up to see us being used as an instrument for his presence in this world. And then, of course, when we come to Martha and Mary, one of the wonderful things that and insights in terms of my own contemplation upon this passage was the fact that Martha does not necessarily realize that Jesus is where? On his way to Jerusalem, where the Messiah will suffer and die. Now let me just ask everyone here Think of a loved one that you've lost. And think of the fact that that loved one would suddenly walk through the door and spend 2-3 hours with you. Do you want to go to the kitchen and prepare a meal? No. You want to sit right next to them, hold their hand, hug them. You want to be in their presence. You want to reflect upon basically the relationship that you have and how important it is and how significant it is and celebrate it. In a great sense, that's what we're called to do. We're not giving up our activities. We're not giving up those things that we see that are necessary for us to do and accomplish in this world, but we are called to understand the relationship and to understand that it's the motivation for everything we do and who we are. It gives us a sense that we're loved and that we love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.